This is VOA News via remote. I'm Todd McKean. U.S. President Donald Trump cast his vote Saturday in the state of Florida ahead of another busy day with three campaign rallies as he works to close the gap with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. At a rally in the state of North Carolina, President Trump said that he is a president for all Americans.
I'm fighting for every American of every background, race, color, and creed, including Native Americans.
And at a campaign stop in the state of Pennsylvania, Joe Biden said that if he's elected, his focus will be on shutting down the coronavirus, not the economy.
An independent analysis by Moody's, a Wall Street firm, looked at my plan and his plan in detail. This is Moody's. And they said my plan will create 18.6 million jobs in the next 4 years. That's 7 million more jobs and $1 trillion more in growth than the president's plan.
The Biden campaign deployed a key surrogate, that's former President Barack Obama, who spoke in Miami. Afghan security forces say they've killed Abu Musin al-Masri, a senior al-Qaeda leader who was on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. Al-Masri has been charged in the United States with having provided material support and resources to a foreign terrorist organization and conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals. Officials in Cameroon say gunmen stormed the school Saturday and opened fire, killing at least six children and wounding about eight more in a region where separatist insurgents operate. Some children were injured jumping from second-story windows. It was unclear if the attack was linked to an ongoing struggle between the army and groups seeking to form a breakaway state in English-speaking West. This is VOA News.